No, seriously, that's what I said. It's like every day he somehow gets worse than the day before. I'm not even kidding. You can actually tell, like, he literally thinks women are like beneath him or something. Oh, hey, what's up? Okay, bestie. I guess that's one way to greet someone. I'm assuming you two know each other. Oh, yeah? From what class? Really? I took that one last year too. I guess we must have just missed each other. Did you also have that one really annoying professor that's been making everyone's life hell for the past couple of years? He seriously needs to tone it down a notch. Hey, you good? Oh, well, I wouldn't say they look that far down in the dumps. They just seem a bit anxious, is all. Which comes off as a bit more obvious once you notice it. Why did you almost fail last year? You don't know, but you. I feel like you do know, and you don't want to tell me. Well, if their work was so hard and you were in the same class, then maybe you could have helped them, unless you were about to fail too. Well, typically you help people when they're struggling, or at least that seems like the most human thing to do. No, I'm not trying to say that you're not human. So they're a loser now? What's that supposed to mean? Is it because they have emotions? No, I don't know what you mean. How are they like the guy from earlier? So then, what would your definition be of like somebody being worth our time? Because, yeah, maybe that other guy was a bit of a misogynist, but I don't exactly see the same thing going on here, especially not with how they look right now. And typically, when I see them everywhere else, they don't always look like this. In fact, I've never seen them causing harm to anyone else, ever. That's not really an excuse here. I don't know what kind of buzz you were running on that was killed by their mood, but maybe if you asked someone what was wrong, then it might not always be an issue for an entire semester. Have you ever tried doing that? What is with you in calling everyone a loser? I know I'm your best friend and all, but that doesn't mean I'm like forced to be nice to you. Because sure, sometimes it's warranted when you berate people that can't seem to get their head on straight, but like you can't just go around calling people whatever you want because you feel like it. Since so far, you haven't given me a single reason as to why they're anything less than a decent human being. Maybe it's the fact that you act so disrespectfully sometimes that it puts people into moods like this. And I know I don't always point it out to you, but you seriously need to take it down a notch. Like I said before, I've never seen them in this kind of mood, and I'm starting to think it's because you're part of the equation today. Which, honestly, is starting to make some kind of sense. And I don't want to go around like spreading your trauma and problems for the whole world to see, but I think it's starting to like control you more than you're controlling it. And that's a problem on its own. So I would honestly suggest that you go somewhere else for right now. And maybe try keeping things to yourself a little bit more instead of spouting whatever insults you want at whoever you feel like. Truthfully, with how you've been treating people lately, I think it is that deep. Because if something like this was happening all last year, while you obviously did nothing about it, then maybe I haven't been around you as much as I should have been. Because, wow, you have become such a spiteful person over the years, which is definitely not good for you if you want to keep making friends. then stop talking to so many people. If you really don't want to keep making friends, then no one is forcing you. But if you walk around striking up insults with everyone you see, then you're going to be a lot more alone than you think. And no amount of late night talks with me is going to fix that for you. So maybe before you start going to therapy, you should probably start by fixing that first. Yes, you do. You absolutely need therapy from what I've been seeing. And I'm glad I did see it because, I mean, I know this wasn't something you were going to explain to me whenever we catch up, since I can tell that you don't even see it yourself. But I'm telling you, as your best friend, that you need some help. Just go to your next class before you're late. I don't want to be the reason you start getting in trouble. Yeah, I'll see you later, and we'll talk about this later too. Hey, I'm like super sorry about her. I mean, I know me and her haven't talked as much lately, but I didn't think that she had turned out like this. I mean, I only get to see the nicer sides of her, so you know how that goes. But how are you doing? She didn't ruin your day or anything, did she? Good. I'm glad it wasn't as bad as it was starting to look. I kind of noticed how bad your body language was starting to get, so I figured I should at least bring it up to see what was going on. Plus, with everything she was saying to you, I didn't really think it was fair. I just didn't expect it to go as far as it did. We usually talk shit about people from time to time because it's all in good fun, you know? But what she was doing was just like, I know you're not a bad person, okay? Even if we haven't known each other for as long as me and her have, because I mean, we've been together so long that I don't even think we can be apart. We know too much about each other. But I guess it was also kind of my fault for helping her develop that behavior without seeing it was starting to get out of hand. I'll talk to her about it later. Don't worry. And I'm sorry that I got a bit heated back there. It can be, like, hard sometimes to watch someone get picked on like I was as a kid. And believe it or not, it was actually her that helped me get away from all of that. Yet, somehow, she turned out to be just like them in the end, I guess. And it was hurting the person that I like. So no, it's not fine. It's just not with you. It's not. Ugh, God. I don't want to have to say it again, but I like you. And yes, it's in that way. Just don't tell her I said that, since after the way she treated you, I don't think she would like it so much. I wouldn't hear the end of it, actually, but I'm going to have to come to terms with that, because I wanted to tell her before, but after today, I'm not so sure. I know I kind of dropped that bomb out of nowhere, but it's the truth. And I'm sorry that I did. And I'm sorry for my friend berating you the way that she did. But you don't have to say anything if you don't want to. I don't want to ruin this friendship by doing something stupid, like pushing you on a date or, like, since I'm sure after my last performance, you probably wouldn't want to anyway. You would? After that entire embarrassing display of whatever it is I just did, you would still go on a date with me? Wow, okay. Well, I guess you do have my number, so we can talk about this again soon. I just didn't think I would get this far, or that I would even be saying any of this today. I mean, so, thank you. Or rather, thank everything that just happened. But I really should be getting back to class. And trust me, this is not like an excuse to get away from you. I'm super excited about all of this, but I actually seriously have to go. I've kept myself here long enough, and I'm sure I'm going to hear it from the professor later. Just, can you text me in a bit? Okay. Okay. All right. I'll see you later then. Bye.